from Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, and after a short absence... short vacation from Skype, which we just figured out tonight. We're back, and you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And when you listen to the show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is, Dr. Suzy.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. It's hearts and flowers time, or maybe it's whips and panties time for you. Whatever your fantasy or fetish, unless you live by yourself in an igloo with no wireless, in which case you couldn't be listening to this, even if you manage to somehow steer clear of love and sex the rest of the year, it's futile to resist around Valentine's Day. Images of ideal love surround you. The soft-lit couples embracing, kissing, or strolling on a glorious sunset beach, baby cupids fluttering around them, candy hearts dripping with cream. These images make you feel good and bad at the same time. You feel good because you, who but a romantic zombie, isn't turned on by all that fluttering and embracing and dripping cream. But you also feel bad because real love rarely measures up to the Valentine ideal. At least not in that gauzy, goody-goody, eternally youthful way, plus all that candy just puts on weight. As we so often say here on Radio Suzy One, the ideal is the enemy of the real. Consider the fact that Valentine's Day itself is based upon a capitalist fairy tale. The high holiday of love was essentially concocted by the 19th century American greeting card industry, spinning a romantic tale of a Christian martyr named Saint Valentine. The ideal of celebrating true love on Valentine's Day may be a new invention, but the idea of honoring lust around this time actually predates classical times, when ancient Romans celebrated the Lupercalia. That's right, an ancient rite connected to fertility and purification. On Lupercalia, young women placed their names in a lottery drawn out by the young men, and each man accepted the girl whose name he drew as his lover for the duration of the Lupercalia. Another Lupercalian tradition involved naked young men sacrificing goats and cutting leather thongs from their skins, then running through the streets, brandishing their thongs and whipping the young women who would offer their behinds in the belief that it made them fertile. Probably did whip them up into a frenzy for sex. And, you know, I don't know. I think all that swatting and whipping and spanking is more interesting than candy hearts and flowers. Well, the flowers are nice. The flowers are nice. But the candy. A little too much saccharin nowadays. So it's coming on Valentine's Day. And we are getting ready for our big Valentine Lupercalian trip back east. We've got Blonde Island Funk Me premiering at Cinekink Pioneer New York City. And right now, a censored version of Blonde Island Funk Me is available on YouTube. You can watch it. course, you can watch the uncensored version on drsusanblock.com. Right here at drsusanblock.com/funk_me. There you go. Funk me. And it's going to premiere at the Cinekink Film Festival kickoff event at the Pioneer Theater on 155 East 3rd Street. So if you want to come down and say hi and give us a hug, blow us a kiss, then come on. Come on up to the Pioneer Theater, the Two Boots Pioneer Theater. 155 East 3rd Street at Avenue A. Where is that? What part of town is that?
I have no idea. I haven't lived in New York for so long. But it's by the Village, I believe.
155 East 3rd would be by the Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Annie Sprinkle's Amazing World of Orgasm is also going to be part of this evening.
Annie Sprinkle. Yes. I remember her well.
Featuring our good friend Betty Dodson and my presidential running mate, Frank Moore.
Mm.
And Frank Moore, of course, is running for president. And some other people are also running for president.
Yes.
We're voting for Frank.
We're voting for Frank and Dr. Susan Block.
Right. Moore Block
right.
In 2008.
But if
and
we'd...
Frank actually does have a fantastic platform.
Yes, he does.
He does. You should check it out. FrankMooreForPresident.com. But meanwhile, the front runners are having it out.
Yes, the front runners, yes. They have their running shoes on, and they're running very hard. And
it seems like McCain has outrun all the Repubs, pretty much. I mean,
yeah,
I guess
Huckabee
is going to keep nipping at
yeah,
his heels, and if he stumbles, maybe he'll swoop in there. He could stumble,
perhaps.
Like, badly,
right.
And then Huckabee and the other guy.
I don't think America's ready for Huckabee, even if, with the most religious.
Oh, no, America's not, but the Republican Party might be.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in talking about the nomination.
And what's his name, the Mormon, he dropped out.
He dropped out
yeah.
Really
yeah.
Completely. Yeah,
completely.
Had
so
it.
He pretty much,
okay.
This McCain character... has this war.
He is a character.
Yeah, this war hero.
He's a character.
Yeah, this fat face.
he's smiling.
Yeah, smiling, but you know what? I guess...
He wants to expand the war, the whole
oh, yeah.
War on terror,
oh,
the Middle Eastern inflagration. He just wants to expand it all.
Get it straight, folks. This is a religious war. It has been from the beginning. The oil is a part of it. But as Mr. McCain said, he wants to destabilize the Muslim world and wants to convert you to Christianity. You're barbarians. You must be converted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be converted. None of these four wives or any of this. You're not Mormons. And there will be a final solution. You will be killed.
Well, do you think he's into expanding the crusade?
Oh, yeah.
In a
he said
sort
it.
Of way?
Oh, he absolutely said it.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, that is a sobering...
That is a sobering...
Thought.
...thousand-year war that we will lose.
Hmm. Well, how could you win? So, okay, so he wants to expand the war for sure.
Yes, he wants to have special reaction forces. He wants America to be the military might of the world. And in the meantime, we got problems, folks.
Yeah. Okay, so now, on the other side,
mm-hmm.
We have, of course...
We have blowjobs. We have some kind of humanity.
We have the Democrats.
We have the Democrats. And the Democrats are split up by a spoiler. His name is Obama.
Oh, a spoiler.
Yes, because...
Well, you know what our friend Mark Perkle calls him?
Yeah.
The liberal messiah.
The liberal messiah who basically says nothing, zero.
Oh, I fell off of Skype here.
Okay.
So, wait a second. How do I get... I just joined the Skype cast. Should I just hit that? Yeah, Mark calls him the liberal messiah, and the media seems to have anointed him as the liberal messiah. Like, it is very religious. He is very good at preaching, that's for sure. He really knows how to mesmerize a crowd. He is a great performer, preacher. Don't X out of that. He's a great preacher, but he doesn't want to debate. And debating is one way that we really get to tell what the candidate's ideas are, how they really feel about things, and what their plans are, what their points of view are. You know, you don't really get that when they're doing a great speech, which is full of a lot of kind of inspirational rhetoric. That's what preachers do. They want to just inspire you. So you don't get real specific, real nitty-gritty. Now, of course, one of the jobs of a president is to inspire us, inspire the country. It's true. That is an important part of the job. But at this point... Well, at this point, that is an important part of the job, to inspire us, because the people are depressed. And maybe I'm just, you know, not with the younger generation, but I just think we are in such shit that we need more than just an inspirational hero right now. We need someone that can get us out of the shit. You know, really dig the shit. Dig it, work hard, and anyway, that is why I'm leaning towards Mrs. Clinton. Even though the fact that she voted for the war, I still have not forgiven her for that. It's why I wouldn't vote for her. Because, of course, I am running for vice president. So my vote belongs to my running mate, Frank Moore, for president.
Okay, we're going to wait a few minutes.
Okay, so Skype is not on. All right.
Don't even name them anymore.
Don't name the nameless, the Skype that shall not be named.
The waiting room, the waiting room. Basically, Susan, what Skype has done, I can now put your name into any URL.
Yes.
You've actually been banned by eBay and. By PayPal.
I've been banned by eBay and PayPal. For what? What purpose have I been banned?
They own Skype.
What is this?
They own Skype.
Yes, I heard what you said.
Right.
They own Skype, but they banned me?
Yeah.
From what?
From broadcasting.
When?
Since the beginning of the month.
Okay, so that means that...
This is like Adelphia.
And why exactly am I being banned?
You don't know.
No, I don't.
For talking.
Talking about sex?
Yes.
So you're not allowed to do that in Skype?
Of course you're allowed to do that. You can have some banal, down, just stupid stuff, but you can't have intelligent conversations.
I don't understand. So is that why we were just kicked off of Skype?
Probably, yeah.
But we weren't even talking about sex at
that moment. Doesn't matter. It's now bots that are looking for you.
And so I can't go on Skype anymore?
Probably not.
Well, that's depressing.
It's not depressing.
I can't go... It's very depressing. I can't go on Skype anymore?
I said probably not.
Well, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it says, hi, our server has taken a short break.
Yes, but before that, I tried to put in related URLs and anything with Dr. Susan Block in it.
Yeah.
Okay. They would not allow.
Okay. All right. So, what should I do?
What?
I don't know. I'm depressed.
Well, don't be depressed.
Well, it's very depressing because we had a good audience on Skype. Didn't we? I mean, how is this a good thing? It's no way a good thing.
It's not a good thing. It's just the reality, you know.
Okay, so it's a very bad thing to not be able to be on Skype.
Right. While they take money out of our bank account, by the way.
Well, can we talk to someone about this? I mean, is there any way we can appeal to someone or something?
Well, this is the ultimate corporate fascism. There is no appeal.
Well, first of all, it's what do I do here? It says, hi, our server has taken a short break.
Just let it sit for a while, and usually you can go back in. I doubt you'll be able to get back in.
And why? But, I mean, I was in before.
Yes, and then the bot found you.
Oh.
When I put in your name for related URL,
yeah,
they would not allow anything with your name in there.
Skype.
Yeah.
They would not allow anything with my name.
Yeah. It says, please enter related URL. So I put in Block Books, I put in Dr. Susan Block, I put in Block Bonobo Foundation, I put in, and all those were disallowed.
I see, okay. Suddenly, I have an incoming call from Afghanistan.
You can take it.
Well, is that... it's private, right?
Yeah, it's private.
But that's not...
Well, maybe it was somebody that was listening.
Oh, no, it says, hi, our server has taken a short break. It just stopped again.
Wow.
It was on, and now it's off.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to that in a second, because usually it's a short break. But understand what's going on, so...
I don't understand what's going on.
You have been banned.
Uh-huh, but they haven't actually said that.
No, they don't. Well, yes, they did. They said you can't use any of your URLs.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to say? I'm depressed.
Well, there's nothing to be depressed about.
I don't even know why I'm banned exactly.
Well, come on, Susan.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about
sex,
but a lot of people talk about sex.
No, but you can't talk about certain things about sex.
Like what?
Lots of things.
But what exactly? I mean, what exactly is it?
Anything that...
Is it the sex and God? Is it the female ejaculation?
That's when you were first banned.
Which?
Sex and God.
Sex and God.
Yeah. Do you understand this is owned by eBay?
Skype is owned by eBay?
Right. And PayPal.
When did they own it?
They bought it a couple of years ago.
Oh, so they have owned it.
Well, but now they're...
But you act as though you knew this all along, and that...
No.
If you knew it all... Well,
no, I just realized what was going on.
Oh.
Because it said, this URL cannot be used. And I thought... Then I called James, and he said, yes, the related URL cannot be used, Dr. Susan Block. So I thought, okay. Let me try something else.
Yeah.
And anything that has the name Block. Then I removed it. I removed the related URL, and we got on instantly.
And what room were we in?
What do you mean, what room?
I mean...
You were in Dr. Susan Block.
That's what confuses me. If they don't allow anything with my name, how was I in my own room?
Because it's the related URL. It's the hyperlink.
The hyperlink to my website.
Right, that they don't want you to have.
Okay, but if I don't have that, I can get on?
Well, we got on right away.
But then we were kicked off, but we don't know why
we don't know why.
Because they're saying the server took a short break and then...
Yeah, but these are computers, Susan. They can they can identify and discriminate against anybody they want. Out of millions of people in just a few seconds. Just like trying to find airline flights.
Okay, well, Well, you know... what can I say? I mean, I don't know. I don't know where we're at with that. I'm bummed. I like talking on Skype. I like talking to all those people all over the world.
Right.
You know, you don't quite get that just on DrSusanBlock.com.
Right. So you know what they do on Skype, right? There's a little insurgency. You use a different name.
Oh, that is what they do.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, how do they recognize you then?
Keywords.
I don't know. I guess you'd have to, you couldn't develop a following, though, like we were developing.
Well, you can, yes.
People wouldn't know who you are because your name is different.
No,
you recognize people by their name.
Sex. So people are attracted to that, and then they go, oh, don't say who I am. Big Brother is watching.
Is Big Brother watching or listening?
Remember Big Bong?
Yeah, Bong Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, why didn't he just come right out and tell us that this was going to happen?
He said it.
That they're going to make it impossible for us to do a show?
Well, they're not going to make it impossible. We may have to go underground.
Underground.
Yeah.
Well, what if I went on as Dr. Susie?
Could do that.
Yeah.
Then you'd have all the bots chasing around.
Chasing around. Would they find me as Dr. Susie?
No, probably not.
Well, until they start banning Dr. Susie.
Susie, right.
Yeah, but at least we could start with that.
Well, that's what the Nazis did.
Yeah, you know, you keep hiding and coming out and hiding, I guess.
At least
we're not being put in concentration camps.
Well, this is a concentration camp where you can't speak.
Not exactly.
Well, not exactly because they're not putting you in ovens. But they're putting you in no speech zones.
Yeah.
Which leads to
I have a feeling Hillary Clinton is not going to help with this.
I don't know what Hillary's going to do.
You know, the whole freedom of speech thing. I don't think she's going to help with it, you know. I'll just say that.
right now she's not a repressor.
No. But she's kind of...
And in fact, eBay... This is interesting. eBay just changed the rules.
Yeah.
So you can say anything about eBay, right?
Yeah.
As a buyer?
Yeah.
You can say anything about the sellers. You can say they suck, they fuck, they do this, they do that. But as a seller, you cannot say anything about the buyers. You can't say, for example, this guy is an asshole. We sent him this, and he's complaining, and he's bitching, and he's angry.
Wow.
You can't say that anymore on eBay.
Really?
And this was just 4 or 5 days ago.
Hmm. And you used to be able to.
Yes. In other words, a seller could defend himself.
Right.
So
right.
If somebody said, oh, these people suck and blah, 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 then as a seller, right?
Yeah.
You could
say, well, this customer is a hypochondriac.
Right. He's nuts. He's out of his mind. So that's an abridgment of free speech. That is the worst kind because it has nothing to do with government.
Right, and it harms the sellers.
Well, of course it harms the sellers. And it harms free speech and what they call trusted comments. So, in other words, these people can say anything against you, but you cannot say anything about them.
So, anyways, okay, well... So now, back to my my trip. Let's talk about that.
All right, let's
talk about
that.
Because, you know, we might as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to Yale, sex week at Yale, and I am going to be talking about sex and God, which has already gotten me into trouble, you say.
Right.
So...
Well, but this is Yale, so. And it's gotten you into some kind of trouble at Yale, too.
It has?
Well, it has to some extent.
Sex and God? Or just sex?
Just sex. Now it'll be God, too.
Okay, so sex and God. So how do you think I should start by saying I'm hoping I'm not going to get into trouble?
Right. I'm hoping Yale University...
First, let's pray. I'll say, brothers and sisters, come let us pray that I don't say anything that gets me banned from Yale.
Well, right. As I have been banned from, you know, what do you call it? Adelphia? From national television, from national radio.
Right, this is a touchy subject,
yes.
You know, as opposed to...
Yes.
Well, last year I just did the Ten Commandments of Pleasure.
And it's not the Muslims, by the way. The Muslims all want to hear this discussion.
The Muslims.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Christians.
Uh-huh.
That don't want to hear
They don't
want to
hear this from their fellow Americans.
Right. Right. And that is the most frightening thing.
Yeah. Well, that's true. The Christians. The Muslims tend to, you know, they want to hear about it, especially since it's in English.
Right.
Because, let's face it, if it was in Arabic or Persian, I think it would get more monitoring from those governments. But it's in English, so the Christians don't want to hear their sister, that's me, talking about the truth. Because this is the reality. And
we're back in.
We're back in. Okay, so we're here. Okay, howdy, back in Skype. No one's in the room yet, but we'll... be getting some people shortly. So let's go back to talking about sex and God then.
So,
keeping in mind that Yale University started out as a deeply Christian, virtually monastic institution, how do you think I should begin my tea?
First of all, my last great hope here is Yale. I'm just a Yale husband. But if we get this kind of failure at our universities, as we just did in Skype, as we did in Adelphia, as we did in all these places here, we will set the world back, humanity back, hundreds of years into a darkness of slavery and ownership of women and the property rights of the church. That's the kind of future we're looking at if we allow this kind of thing to happen.
If we allow which kind of thing?
This kind of censorship.
Oh.
This kind of
censorship
silence.
Censorship of Skype.
Censorship at Yale. Censorship anywhere. The God-given right that we were born with is the ability to speak.
Well, the God-given right. You think God gave us that ability?
I am just using a religious term that if there is a God, he gave us that right.
Well, if you could say there's a God gave us the ability to speak, you could also say God gave us the ability to kill people. Now, that doesn't give us the right to kill people just because we have the ability.
But if we don't have the right to speak, we can't stop the killing.
Okay, but, you know, all I'm saying is to simply say that because it's a God-given ability means it's a right is, you know, is not realistic either. We have many God-given abilities that, if we're going to have a peaceful coexistence.
It's just a term, Susan. It's just that if you take away a person's voice, okay, you can have no progress in society. You have fascism, you have Nazism.
Right, but is Skype, I mean, isn't it privately owned or is it public? I mean, what kind of a thing is it?
It's privately owned.
Right.
That's the greatest danger always to free speech.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can't force, you can't force us to put people's comments on our blog if we want to delete them.
I wouldn't delete them.
No, but I'm just saying, if we wanted to delete, like, somebody advertising, you know, spam,
yeah,
we get a lot of spam.
Yeah, that's an old, but this is a telephone company. Okay,
Skype
is a telephone company. It's a public utility.
Ah, well, that's a different angle.
Yes.
Maybe.
It's not a different angle.
It's not just a private company.
It's running over telephone lines.
Right, so we should have a right then if it's running over telephone lines.
Absolute
that's
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Telephone lines.
Yeah.
That's very key.
Yeah.
And that is what enabled us to run the 900 and 976 lines.
That is correct. Right.
And say what we wanted on
right.
them.
And as much as we talk about advanced technology and all of that, we are still using Alexander Graham Bell's telephone
technology.
Lines. Yeah.
Right.
Nothing has changed. It's a public trust.
Right.
This nonsense that phone companies or this company, which is about speech, because that's what it's about, has some kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
As a private company is nonsense.
So let's go back to talking about sex and God, if
yes,
you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Okay. Okay. At their most sublime, both religious and sexual feelings are great passions. You know, the word passion comes from passio. You know what that means, right?
What does it mean?
To suffer. In Latin, passio. It's suffering.
Ah, I didn't know that. I'm trying to translate it into Italian.
And we suffer for love as we suffer for God. Religious mystics love God with a passion that can be very erotic. And then great lovers always suffer for love. And call out to God in the throes of erotic passion. Young nuns marry Jesus. Hasidic Jews dance with God in ecstasy. And the Islamic martyrs are looking forward to all those virgins. You know? So sex and God are very kind of intertwined in this passion.
And dangerous speech.
And what?
The amount of dangerous speech.
Dangerous speech.
Which creates a clear and present danger of conversion, of leaving the flock. That's why you can't yell fire in the theater.
You can't yell fire in a theater because
it
people
creates
will
a clear,
run over each other.
Yeah, clear and present danger. Sex and God creates a clear and present danger with the loss of troops. They're not shot or killed by a roadside bomb. They are influenced by words.
They want to have sex instead
right.
of fighting.
Right.
So, this is why organized religion, which is, you know, that's what God is the CEO of, is each of the organized religions. Each has their own God in charge. And they all try to control our sexuality.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Either we believe their story, or they believe our story, and that's the battle.
Well, the people that run the religions aren't going to believe anybody's story but their own story.
No, that's not true. A lot of porn stars were influenced and were Christians and Catholics.
Oh, but they don't run the religion.
They run the religion. They're part of running the religion.
Stars?
Well, not just porn stars, young men like myself. We're the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
We're the troops that they put out there. And when we leave, there's desertion.
Mm-hmm.
We go OWL. AOL. No, that's a company. That's another fascist company.
Mm-hmm. So, are the basic spiritual tenets of organized religion out of touch with sexual reality?
They're out of touch. They have nothing to do with the human instinct.
Many people all over the world are seeking spiritual paths outside the box of organized religion. Most are influenced by science, which, of course, does not support the objective existence of an almighty god, goddess, a superior race of giant lizards, or anything else supernatural.
I believe, Susan, and Dr. Susie, that most people are interested in sex, no matter what their religion is, and therefore they live their lives in fear.
Now, this shrugging off the shackles of God in the traditional sense has unleashed a vibrant spiritual anarchy, a diversity of erotic fashions, fetishes, families, and lifestyles, and a sense of freedom of sexual choice never before experienced by humankind, particularly women, upsetting the carefully constructed hierarchies of organized religions around the world.
Because the men that created God ultimately will be defeated.
Well, they don't want to be defeated,
but
so
they're
in a big
fight
right now.
They don't want to be defeated,
and
they're going to have a 100-year...
There is a big backlash going on from the Orthodox and fundamentalist branches of all the major religions of the world.
They will be defeated, and they will be defeated.
So along with the increase in attendance at Christian schools and yeshivas and madrasas, we have the holy wars and the jihads and the crusades.
But let me ask you this. The Catholic Church can't get priests. They have no priests.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because most people are kind of rejecting religion. Or not, I don't know if it's most. I'm not sure what the statistics are. But more and more people are rejecting religion.
At least in Europe.
In Europe.
In France, the churches now are supported by the state as museums. Nobody goes there anymore.
But in America, a lot of people are going to church. A lot of people got religion in America.
Well, if I go down to my local church here, which is closed now, okay, and if I go down to another church, there's nobody in there.
Speaking of nobody in there, Skype.
What about him? Skype is not my world. The internet is my world, so we have to build that. Because you have an enemy now.
I have an enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have any enemies. Well, you know, I'm not enemy-oriented.
It's not your choice.
I have no enemies. They might make me their enemy. So, anyway, okay.
Religion can't win, Susan. It's a false basis. It's a mystification. It's a bullshit lie about the universe, which is so much more powerful.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a bullshit lie lecture.
No, but...
it's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy. It's nonsensical.
Well, fantasies do tend to
There's no oceans that open up. There's no people sitting on crosses. It's all made up by bullshitters, basically. Con artists.
Well, you could say that these are stories, inspirational stories.
They're not inspirational. I don't want to be nailed to a cross.
They inspire a lot of people.
They inspire violence.
Yes, they inspire violence.
Look at the war that we have. And this, I predict, is a 100-year war, the continuation of the Crusades, which will ultimately fail.
But there is also some inspiration of other things besides war, such as Christian charity.
Christian charity is when you give to Africans, because that's the only people now that are left that are going to become Christians, because in the Western world it's all collapsing. And so you give them Christian charity, you give them a little food, and then you say, you believe in Jesus, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the story.
Well, I like the way Napoleon put it. The purpose of religion is to keep the poor from killing the rich.
That's correct.
Now, here's the thing, though. There's an irony. The irony is that when you make something taboo, that makes it very interesting. When you make something forbidden, that makes it very exciting. If you make everything okay, then...
I don't know if I subscribe to that, actually.
Well,
what used to be taboo to me and now is open is way more fun than some taboo that I've got to be afraid that somebody's going to discover me and all this.
People like that, though.
Well, some people may like that, but
they get aroused by that.
They may like that, and of course, because they have not been liberated, they're not free. I'm aroused by every titty that comes through here, and I've seen thousands of them, and I'm as aroused as ever. And it doesn't. I don't believe.
A lot of people are aroused by Jesus.
Well, because a lot of people are aroused by violence, and Jesus.
Well, but also Jesus has a feminine side. You know, there's the softness, the eyes, sorrow.
It's the blood. It's
the blood.
Blood.
I think the blood's disgusting. But, you know, I like the way Jesus is outstretched on the cross, like the bondage cross.
See, I don't actually like that. I like the bondage cross because it's not real. There's not really somebody on there bleeding to death.
Well, but...
representing.
Jesus isn't real either, though. See?
No, he's real.
Not really.
Yeah, he's
not
real.
Not really.
Absolutely.
Not really.
The people that hear his voice.
Well, no, he's not real because he's a god. So he's not like a regular person.
He's not a god.
Well, in those people's idea, he's not a regular person. And in our view, he's not a regular person either because he is just a story.
I hate religion. And I hate religious people. They are fascists that put me in prison. And if I ever take over the world, I will put you in prison for your thoughts and for your sins.
The spiritualization of sexuality is called love, said Friedrich Nietzsche. It is a great triumph over Christianity.
Christianity and religion represent the worst in humanity. The worst in humanity. They represent violence, oppression, slavery.
Violence.
Oppression,
yeah.
Slavery,
and
bloodletting.
See, violence is very passionate, and it can only be defeated by an equally passionate, powerful force like romantic, erotic love.
And that's why I don't kill anybody.
And so we come to the Make Love, Not War bonobos. And they are kind of sacred to the pleasure sexualists and ethical hedonists of the Dr. Susan Block Institute. Like cows are sacred to Hindus, but even more so, bonobos are kind of sacred. And they're part of a much larger movement of people, the bonobo way, who find spirituality in nature, which can be seen as a kind of goddess, in a way, Mother Nature, but is also a part of science. Of course, sex is a big, beautiful, vibrant part of nature, and we find sexual diversity everywhere in nature. Bonobos especially being a great example of sexual diversity, bisexuality, pansexuality, as well as spirituality. Bonobos are very spiritual, looking into each other's eyes as they make love. And they do live the life of peace through pleasure, using sex not just for procreation, but for recreation, and to diffuse violent tension. And if that's not a spiritual function for sex, I don't know what is. I think that's a very spiritual function for sex.
We must use every moment of our lives to defeat religion in our lives, to live up to the standards of piety, to care, to love, and religion is not one of them.
Well, now, at other times, you've said you believe in all the gods and goddesses, and
absolutely,
you celebrate all the holidays,
absolutely,
and you have respect for all the religions.
Shuck 'em on.
Well, so...
Because I want to be correct.
Now you're being very antagonistic.
Well, listen, these people have killed more people than the Nazis, okay? They've jailed more people than the Nazis.
Yeah. Over the years, if
they
you
have,
mean.
Yeah.
Well, the Nazis were just in one
matter.
Period of time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So that's not really fair to compare.
But this, no, excuse me. This, their religion is over a period of their history, just like the Nazis.
But you're saying all religions, or are you saying just the Catholic religion? Or what?
All religions.
All religions.
Yes.
But all religions, I mean, the Nazis are just one kind of
this is a
movement.
This is a coalition of Nazis. Huge.
But you see, people have a desire. Let's get down to it. People have a desire for spiritual fulfillment. They have a desire for intimacy with God, or an intimacy with something beyond what they see every day. They have this desire. It's almost as basic as a desire for sex, and it's not ingrained.
Of course.
It's something that religion takes advantage of.
You come out of somebody's cunt, and the minute that you come out of there, they're throwing you in water, they're christening you, they're doing all kinds of awful things to you.
But I say, even if they don't do anything to you, that the human spirit, as well as perhaps the bonobo spirit, has a desire for something, for some meaning, for magic.
Yes, I found that at 65.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
Well, all right.
It's in my soul.
That's fine. Right. But that's what...
God didn't give it to me.
Well, organized religion is what you're saying.
The universe gave it to me.
But these are just words. What I'm trying to say is there is a hunger for spiritual truth within every human being,
right.
And possibly within every animal.
Right.
I'm not sure.
So the first thing you have to do is get your garbage can, and you got to put all the shit in there, the Pope, the rabbis, the priests, the preachers. They teach you nothing but hate, division, and... We have a very dear friend who was just told that she's a no good.
Right.
Yeah.
By that idiot rabbi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, you know, that's the thing is a lot of religious leaders do take advantage of people's spiritual hunger.
Well, then they ought to be arrested, prosecuted, and put in jail for lies.
But let's put it this way. Because people have a spiritual hunger, there are going to be spiritual
victims.
Leaders. And there's going to be leaders.
And victims.
I mean, well, there's going to be victims.
Millions of victims.
But we're spiritual leaders, too.
But I don't tell anybody how to dress or what they should do.
Oh, yeah, I do. I tell them how to dress. I tell them to wear lingerie.
You're being very minutiae, Susan.
I encourage certain things, yeah.
All right, but I don't tell them they have to.
Well, we don't tell them they're going to suffer some fate after they die. No, we don't tell them that. We're agnostic about what happens after you die.
And I don't send any Christian troops into your house.
No, we don't do that either.
We don't do that either.
No.
So you have to take the garbage can and take these people who are just nothing but garbage, dump them in there, put a lid on them, okay, and put them in a spaceship. And send them all out.
All the preachers and priests and rabbis? All of them?
Every one of them.
What about the Buddhist monks?
Well, I have a little more pity for them.
What about the Hindu
reading Lossie Brown's book that was translated by monks and Buddhists,
yeah.
I feel bad.
You do. You're going to let the Buddhist monks stay here on Earth.
Because they can't spell.
Okay, what about the Hindu, what are they, the religious
Hindus.
Leaders?
What would I do with the Hindus if I was God?
Are they going to have to go in a spaceship? And what constitutes a religious leader? Would it be, would all the priests have to go only, or the nuns too?
Oh, the nuns also have to go.
How about the novices?
Them too.
The young girls that just become novices, they could, you know, lead wonderful sex lives.
Well, let me ask you
something.
You
left them here on Earth.
How come you can't lie to the FBI, but you can lie to everyone in the world as a spiritual leader? They ought to be prosecuted.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you mean, lie about the Bible and stuff? About
The fish are turning into rocks, the rocks are turning into fish, the bread is coming out of the oceans. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
What kind of nonsense is that? It is kind of a funny mind fuck that's done.
Yeah, that they fuck you with.
Yeah.
Right. It's rape.
It's a little bit of a mental molestation that's done with that kind of, this is, you know, really what happened, how the earth began. But, you know, not all of the religions are fundamentalist, of course. Those are just the orthodox. Are you saying that all the religious people have to go into the spaceship or just the orthodox?
All of them.
All of them. Now, most people are religious these days. I mean, there's a lot of religious...
They're not religious.
In America, in America.
No.
They consider themselves...
The churches are empty.
They consider themselves devout.
They say that because a pollster comes through. But the reality is that about 20% of the people in this country are devout. The church is...
I feel that a lot of people, you know, of course, belong to a church for social reasons.
Yeah. The churches are empty, Susan. The big churches are empty. The cathedral downtown gets 200 people out of 12 million.
Well...
They're broke. They're morally, financially, and intellectually broke. They have been telling this story for 2,000 years, and it's the same old story.
Well,
and the condom doesn't...
There's a lot of attendance going on in churches all around the country.
Where? I don't see it.
They've got these mega churches.
What mega churches? Where, in Tulsa?
Yeah, places like
right.
that. But also in, like, Orange County.
Have you heard about the Crystal Cathedral lately?
No.
No.
Mm. But I...
It's all bankrupt.
You know.
It's bankruptcy. It's intellectual, spiritual, and philosophical bankruptcy. If we look out, just go to the window and look out, we see the universe that's given us everything. And God didn't create that. Because the universe doesn't judge us.
The universe. Is that a force? Or it's just what is?
It's a powerful force of time and space that has been here long before Jesus Christ 2,010 years ago, whatever it is.
Well, you really are talking very atheistic. I mean, there are other times when you say that you worship and pray to all the gods and goddesses.
That's the Italian in me.
And what is
just
this in you,
case.
The German?
No, this is the universe that's talking to me, that's given me so much wealth and beauty everywhere, not some god that...
And so what happens after you die?
You become part of the universe, and you live in peace forever.
So, oblivion to your consciousness.
Oblivion.
What happens to that part of you that you call your soul?
It mixes with all souls. And we return
mixes.
To the earth.
And so it's a kind of an oblivion, but it's a little bit, little tiny...
You know, at 65, I'm getting ready for my death, and I feel very comfortable.
You feel comfortable?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's the spring, there's the autumn, there's the summer, and there's the winter.
The winter.
Yeah.
Chilly.
Which we must all face.
Hopefully without too much suffering.
I ain't gonna suffer, baby, when I go out. My goal is not to live forever. My goal is to live well.
Okay, speaking of going out.
Yes.
Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Let us go.
We've got 2 minutes, and you've been listening to Radio Susie One. We're going to Yale.
Yep. Very soon. Yep. We're going to talk about sex and God.
And I'm just going to sit by and listen.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
No, I am. Of course I am. Of course. I'm not an interloper.
Well, we'll all want to know what you think. So, we're going to have some fun. Sex and spirituality, sex week at Yale.
Actually, you should nominate me to be on a panel sometime.
I should.
At Yale. Because they bring all these experts that are just full of shit.
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
Well, no, it's just a matter of nomination.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'm that in with these students that,
well,
you know.
I would like to speak to the students. Perhaps you could put in a good word for me.
I will put in a good word.
For next sex week at Yale.
Next sex week at Yale. 2010.
Yeah, which will... 2010. Yeah.
Yep. That'll be it. 2010.
Yeah. Perhaps I can tell them a little history of pornography.
A pornography. Okay, you want to be on the porn
and
panel.
Hirsch.
They're all, you know, the porn panel, they don't
I would like to be on the panel with this woman. I'd like to just take her apart.
What woman?
This woman who never lived under Catholicism and the terror.
Oh, Dawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would speak just like this. You know not the terror. You were not born Catholic.
Yeah.
So you know not the terror of the priests and nuns and the fairy tales. And I'd like to see what she'd answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess one could say that you know not the terror of Hebrew school.
I know the terror of Hebrew school.
No, you didn't go to Hebrew school.
I know it. I'm a Catholic.
Well, you went to nun school.
Right, I went to nun school, where they beat you.
Yeah, well, I think it sounds a little crazier than Hebrew school, but...
Yeah, a little. Where you have to eat the body, the flesh. Where you have to eat the flesh, like our client. Where you have to drink the blood of Jesus, and you're only 12 years old.
Wow. Well, younger, really.
Yeah.
Well, to me it doesn't sound so bad. You know, it really doesn't sound so bad. No. I mean, you're not really eating his blood. Isn't that obvious?
Wait a minute. When you're 12 years old, you're told that that's what it is.
Yeah, but when I was 12, I knew that I would have known that that's not what it is. So I would have been okay with it.
You weren't Catholic.
No, but I remember when, you know, I remember certain things. I wasn't fooled by that kind of stuff when I was a kid.
Defeat religion, defeat
Certainly
Obama.
Certainly not at 12.
Defeat Obama.
Defeat Obama.
He's a charlatan.
Well.
Interloper.
I don't know. He's a man of mystery.
He's not a man of mystery. He has no mystery behind
him.
He's
pretty mysterious. We don't know really what he stands for.
I know what he stands for.
What?
I'm Obama. We will overcome. I am Obama. He sounds like Hitler.
No, he doesn't sound like Hitler. Come on.
He's awful. You take Obama.
I'm not taking him. I mean, I'm running for president.
Him and Bin Laden.
Hey. No, I mean, he's a very powerful, inspirational speaker. He's inspired a lot of people. Why do you think so many millions and millions of young people are being inspired to vote?
Because they're young. They don't know.
Well, you sound like an old codger now.
No. I've been
you
through
do.
That.
You sound like you're like a Hubert Humphrey supporter
in
the 1960s.
I was at Robert Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well.
So I don't believe any of that.
You don't believe any of what?
The terror is in government, and anyone that becomes part of that government is the terror. The terrorists are not the government.
Well, I mean... Okay, I'm not sure what you just said.
What I'm saying is that there are worse terrorists. Listen, over 3,000 people, we've killed hundreds of thousands of people. That's
okay.
What Hitler
did. You're off on some other subject now.
No, you asked me.
I asked you what?
Terror in our lives is the government's.
I don't think I was asking you about terror in our lives. But anyway, that's interesting. Terror in our lives. So, I guess we should go.
We're going to go.
And I don't know if we're going to do another show before we go, but in any case, we love you. Be good. Be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make like the bonobos. They are my kind of totem animal, my sacred animal, they are. And more sacred than a cow, because a cow doesn't really teach the Hindus how to be.
And get your garbage cans out. Get your garbage cans out and put all of this garbage that these people are telling you, including the purple cloths and all of that, and put it in the garbage can and look at the universe. It's beautiful. It's full of love.
Well, the universe is full of love as well as hate.
And creation.
The universe is full of all of it.
No, no. The universe is full of creation.
The universe is not all love.
The universe out there creates black holes. It creates stars. It creates some of the most beautiful things that we have ever seen.
We're in the universe.
Right.
We're part of it. This is all part of it, including
right.
the garbage.
Right.
That's all part of the universe.
Well, no.
Yes.
No.
The
no.
garbage is also part of the
no,
universe.
No, it's not.
It's all part of the universe.
No, it's all. It may all be part of the universe.
It's all part of the universe.
It's a bad part of the universe that has to be put in garbage because it stinks.
Okay. All right, Stinky.
All right.
Okay, Stinky.
I'm stunken and
stunken,
I'm going.
Yeah, you better take a shower.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Okay. Then you might get sex.
Oh,
and.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Mm.
Boy.
So, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And from Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Radicalizing the world, informing the world, and the garbage keepers of the world. Till tomorrow night, we'll talk again. And from our house to your house now, we're going to go back to our regular programming if you're listening. From our house to your house, peace throughout the garbage in your mind.